Tell how he shows his smiling face and clothes all heaven in bright array. Triumph and joy run through the place and songs eternal as the day. Speak, for you feel his burning love. What zeal it spreads through all your frame. That sacred fire dwells all above, for we on earth have lost the name. Sing of his power and justice too, that infinite right hand of his that vanquished Satan and his crew and thunder drove them down from bliss. What mighty storms of poisoned darts were hurled upon the rebels there. What deadly javelins nailed their hearts fast to the racks of long despair. Shout to your king, you heavenly host, you that beheld the sinking foe. Firmly ye stood when they were lost. Praise the rich grace that kept you so. Proclaim his wonders from the skies, let every distant nation hear. And while you sound his lofty praise, let humble mortals bow and fear. Hymn 228, Death and Eternity. Stoop down, my thoughts that used to rise, converse a while with death. Think how a gasping mortal lies and pants away his breath. His quivering lip hangs feebly down, his pulses faint and few. Then, speechless, with a doleful groan, he bids the world adieu. But oh, the soul that never dies, at once it leaves the clay. Ye thoughts, pursue it where it flies, and track its wondrous way. Up to the courts where angels dwell, it mounts triumphing there, or devils plunge it down to hell in infinite despair. And must my body faint and die, and must this soul remove? Oh, for some guardian angel nigh to bear it safe above. Jesus, to thy dear faithful hand, my naked soul I trust, and my flesh waits for thy command to drop into my dust. Hymn 229. Redemption by price and power. Jesus, with all thy saints above my tongue, would bear her part, would sound aloud thy saving love, and sing thy bleeding heart. Blessed be the Lamb, my dearest Lord, who bought me with his blood, and quenched his father's flaming sword in his own vital blood. The Lamb that freed my captive soul from Satan's heavy chains and sent the lion down to howl where hell and horror reigns. All glory to the dying Lamb and never-ceasing praise while angels live to know his name or saints to feel his grace. Hymn 230. Heavenly Joy on Earth. Come, we that love the Lord, and let our joys be known. Join in a song with sweet accord, and thus surround the throne. The sorrows of the mind be banished from the place. Religion never was designed to make our pleasures less. Let those refuse to sing that never knew our God, but favorites of the heavenly King, may speak their joys abroad. The God that rules on high and thunders when he please, that rides upon the stormy sky and manages the seas. This awful God is ours, our Father and our love. He shall send down his heavenly powers to carry us above. There we shall see his face and never, never sin. There from the rivers of his grace drink endless pleasures in. Yes, and before we rise to that immortal state, the thoughts of such amazing bliss should constant joys create. The men of grace have found glory begun below. Celestial fruits on earthly ground from faith and hope may grow. The hill of Sion yields 1,000 sacred sweets. Before we reach the heavenly fields or walk the golden streets, then let our songs abound and every tear be dry. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground to fairer worlds on high. Hymn 231. Christ's presence makes death easy. Why should we start and fear to die? What timorous worms we mortals are! Death is the gate of endless joy, and yet we dread to enter there. The pains, the groans, and dying strife fright our approaching souls away. Still we shrink back again to life, fond of our prison and our clay. Oh, if my Lord would come and meet, my soul should stretch her wings in haste, fly fearless through death's iron gate, nor feel the terrors as she passed. Jesus can make a dying bed feel soft as downy pillows are, while on his breast I lean my head and breathe my life out sweetly there. Hymn 232. Frailty and Folly. How short and hasty is our life! How vast our soul's affairs! Yet senseless mortals vainly strive to lavish out their years. Our days run thoughtlessly along, without a moment's stay, just like a story or a song we pass our lives away. God from on high invites us home, but we march heedless on, and ever hastening to the tomb, stoop downwards as we run. How we deserve the deepest hell that slight the joys above. What chains of vengeance should we feel that break such cords of love? Draw us, O God, with sovereign grace, and lift our thoughts on high, that we may end this mortal race and see salvation nigh. Hymn 233. The Blessed Society in Heaven. Raise thee, my soul, fly up and run through every heavenly street, and say, there's naught below the sun that's worthy of thy feet. Thus will we mount on sacred wings and tread the courts above, nor earth nor all her mightiest things shall tempt our meanest love. There, on a high majestic throne, the Almighty Father reigns and sheds his glorious goodness down on all the blissful plains. Bright like a sun, the Savior sits and spreads eternal noon, no evenings there, nor gloomy nights to want the feeble moon. Amidst those ever-shining skies, behold the sacred dove, while banished sin and sorrow flies from all the realms of love. The glorious tenants of the place stand bending round the throne, and saints and seraphs sing and praise the infinite 3-1. But oh, what beams of heavenly grace transport them all the while. 10,000 smiles from Jesus' face, and love in every smile. Jesus, and when shall that dear day, that joyful hour, appear, when I shall leave this house of clay to dwell amongst them there? Hymn 234. Breathing after the Holy Spirit, or fervency of devotion desired. Come, Holy Spirit, heavenly dove, with all thy quickening powers, kindle a flame of sacred love in these cold hearts of ours. Look, how we grovel here below, fond of these trifling toys. Our souls can neither fly nor go to reach eternal joys. In vain we tune our formal songs, in vain we strive to rise. Hosannas languish on our tongues, and our devotion dies. Dear Lord, and shall we ever lie at this poor dying rate? Our love so faint, so cold to thee, and thine to us so great. Come, Holy Spirit, heavenly dove, with all thy quickening powers, come shed abroad a Savior's love, and that shall kindle ours. Hymn 235. Praise to God for creation and redemption. Let them neglect thy glory, Lord, who never knew thy grace, but our loud songs shall still record the wonders of thy praise. We raise our shouts, O God, to thee, and send them to thy throne. All glory to the united three, the undivided one. 'Twas he, and we'll adore his name, that formed us by a word. 'Tis he restores our ruined frame, salvation to the Lord. Hosanna, let the earth and skies repeat the joyful sound. Rocks, hills, and vales reflect the voice in one eternal round. Hymn 236, Christ's Intercession. Well, the Redeemer's gone to peer before our God, to sprinkle o'er the flaming throne with his atoning blood. No fiery vengeance now, nor burning wrath comes down. If justice call for sinners' blood, the Savior shows his own. Before his Father's eye, our humble suit he moves. The Father lays his thunder by, and looks and smiles and loves. Now may our joyful tongues our Maker's honor sing. Jesus, the priest, receives our songs and bears them to the King. We bow before his face and sound his glories high. Hosanna to the God of grace that lays his thunder by. On earth thy mercy reigns and triumphs all above. But Lord, how weak are mortal strains to speak immortal love. How jarring and how low are all the notes we sing. Sweet Savior, tune our songs anew, and they shall please the King. Hymn 237. The same. Lift up your eyes to the heavenly seats where your Redeemer stays. Kind intercessor, there he sits, and loves, and pleads, and prays. 'Twas well, my soul, he died for thee, and shed his vital blood, appeased stern justice on the tree, and then arose to God. Petitions now and praise may rise, and saints their offerings bring. The priest with his own sacrifice presents them to the King. Let papists trust what names they please, their saints and angels boast. We've no such advocates as these, nor pray to the heavenly host. Jesus alone shall bear my cries up to his Father's throne. He, dearest Lord, perfumes my sighs and sweetens every groan. 10,000 praises to the King, Hosanna in the highest. 10,000 thanks our spirits bring to God and to his Christ. Hymn 238. Love to God. Happy the heart where graces reign, where love inspires the breast. Love is the brightest of the train and strengthens all the rest. Knowledge, alas, 'tis all in vain, and all in vain our fear. Our stubborn sins will fight and reign if love be absent there. 'Tis love that makes our cheerful feet in swift obedience move. The devils know and tremble too, but Satan cannot love. This is the grace that lives and sings when faith and hope shall cease. 'Tis this shall strike our joyful strings in the sweet realms of bliss. Before we quite forsake our clay or leave this dark abode, the wings of love bear us away to see our smiling God. Hymn 239. The shortness and misery of life. Our days, alas, our mortal days are short and wretched too. Evil and few, the patriarch says, one, and well the patriarch knew. 'Tis but at best a narrow bound that heaven allows to men, and pains and sins run through the round of 80 years and 10. Well, if ye must be sad and few, run on, my days, in haste. Moments of sin and months of woe, ye cannot fly too fast. Let heavenly love prepare my soul and call her to the skies, where years of long salvation roll and glory never dies. 1 Genesis 47, verse 9. Hymn 240. Our comfort in the covenant made with Christ. Our God, how firm his promise stands, e'en when he hides his face. He trusts in our Redeemer's hands his glory and his grace. Then why, my soul, these sad complaints? Since Christ and we are one, thy God is faithful to his saints, is faithful to his Son. Beneath his smiles my heart has lived, and part of heaven possessed. I praise his name for grace received, and trust him for the rest. Hymn 241. A sight of God mortifies us to the world. Up to the fields where angels lie, and living waters gently roll, fain would my thoughts leap out and fly. But sin hangs heavy on my soul. Thy wondrous blood, dear dying Christ, can make this load of guilt remove, and thou canst bear me where thou fliest, on thy kind wings, celestial dove. Oh, might I once mount up and see the glories of the eternal skies, what little things these worlds would be, how despicable to my eyes. Had I a glance of thee, my God, kingdoms and men would vanish soon, vanish, as though I saw them not, as a dim candle dies at noon. Then they might fight and rage and rave. I should perceive the noise no more than we can hear a shaking leaf, while rattling thunders round us roar. Great all in all, eternal King, let me but view thy lovely face, and all my powers shall bow and sing thine endless grandeur and thy grace. Hymn 242. Delight in God. My God, what endless pleasures dwell above at thy right hand. The courts below, how amiable, where all thy graces stand. The swallow near thy temple lies, and chirps a cheerful note. The lark mounts upward to thy skies, and tunes her warbling throat. And we, when in thy presence, Lord, we shout with joyful tongues, or sitting round our Father's board, we crown the feast with songs. While Jesus shines with quickening grace, we sing and mount on high. But if a frown becloud his face, we faint and tire and die. Just as we see the lonesome dove bemoan her widowed state, wandering she flies through all the grove and mourns her loving mate. Just so our thoughts from thing to thing in restless circles rove, just so we drop and hang the wing when Jesus hides his love. Hymn 243. Christ's sufferings and glory. Now for a tune of lofty praise to great Jehovah's equal Son. Awake, my voice, in heavenly lays. Tell the loud wonders he hath done. Sing how he left the worlds of light and the bright robes he wore above. How swift and joyful was his flight on wings of everlasting love. Down to this base, this sinful earth, he came to raise our nature high. He came to tone almighty wrath. Jesus the God was born to die. Hell and its lions roared around. His precious blood the monsters spilt, while weighty sorrows pressed him down, large as the loads of all our guilt. Deep in the shades of gloomy death, the almighty captive prisoner lay. The almighty captive left the earth and rose to everlasting day. Lift up your eyes, ye sons of light, up to his throne of shining grace. See what immortal glories sit round the sweet beauties of his face. Amongst a thousand harps and songs, Jesus the God exalted reigns. His sacred name fills all their tongues and echoes through the heavenly plains. Hymn 244, Hell, or The Vengeance of God. With holy fear and humble song, the dreadful God our souls adore. Reverence and awe becomes the tongue that speaks the terrors of his power. Far in the deep where darkness dwells, the land of horror and despair, justice has built a dismal hell and laid her stores of vengeance there. Eternal plagues and heavy chains, tormenting racks and fiery coals, and darts to inflict immortal pains, dyed in the blood of damned souls. There, Satan the first sinner lies, and roars and bites his iron bands. In vain the rebel strives to rise, crushed with the weight of both thine hands. There, guilty ghosts of Adam's race shriek out and howl beneath thy rod. Once they could scorn a Savior's grace, but they incensed a dreadful God. Tremble, my soul, and kiss the Son. Sinners, obey the Savior's call, else your damnation hastens on, and hell gapes wide to wait your fall. Hymn 245, God's condescension to our worship. Thy favors, Lord, surprise our souls. Will the Eternal dwell with us? What canst thou find beneath the poles to tempt thy chariot downward thus? Still might he fill his starry throne and please his ears with Gabriel's songs, but the heavenly majesty comes down and bows to hearken to our tongues. Great God, what poor returns we pay for love so infinite as thine. Words are but air and tongues but clay, but thy compassion's all divine. Hymn 246, God's condescension to human affairs. Up to the Lord that reigns on high and views the nations from afar, let everlasting praises fly and tell how large his bounties are. He that can shake the worlds he made, or with his word or with his rod, his goodness how amazing great, and what a condescending God. God that must stoop to view the skies and how to see what angels do, down to our earth he casts his eyes and bends his footsteps downward too. He overrules all mortal things and manages our mean affairs. On humble souls the King of Kings bestows his counsels and his cares. Our sorrows and our tears we pour into the bosom of our God. He hears us in the mournful hour and helps us bear the heavy load. In vain might lofty princes try such condescension to perform, for worms were never raised so high above their meanest fellow worm. Oh, could our thankful hearts devise a tribute equal to thy grace? To the third heaven our songs should rise and teach the golden harps thy praise. Hymn 247, Glory and Grace in the Person of Christ. Now to the Lord a noble song. Awake, my soul, awake, my tongue. Hosanna to the eternal name and all his boundless love proclaim. See where it shines in Jesus' face, the brightest image of his grace. God in the person of his Son has all his mightiest works outdone. The spacious earth and spreading flood proclaim the wise, the powerful God, and thy rich glories from afar sparkle in every rolling star. But in his looks a glory stands, the noblest labor of thine hands. The pleasing luster of his eyes outshines the wonders of the skies. Grace, 'tis a sweet, a charming theme. My thoughts rejoice at Jesus' name. Ye angels, dwell upon the sound. Ye heavens, reflect it to the ground. Oh, may I live to reach the place where he unveils his lovely face, where all his beauties you behold, and sing his name to harps of gold. Hymn 248, Love to the creatures is dangerous. How vain are all things here below! How false and yet how fair! Each pleasure hath its poison too, and every sweet a snare. The brightest things below the sky give but a flattering light. We should suspect some danger nigh where we possess delight. Our dearest joys and nearest friends, the partners of our blood, how they divide our wavering minds and leave but half for God. The fondness of a creature's love, how strong it strikes the sense. Thither the warm affections move, nor can we call them thence. Dear Savior, let thy beauties be my soul's eternal food, and grace command my heart away from all created good. Hymn 249. Moses dying in the embraces of God, death cannot make our souls afraid. If God be with us there, we may walk through her darkest shade and never yield to fear. I could renounce my all below if my Creator bid, and run if I were called to go and die as Moses did. Might I but climb to Pisgah's top and view the promised land, my flesh itself shall long to drop and pray for the command. Clasped in my heavenly Father's arms, I would forget my breath and lose my life among the charms of so divine a death. Hymn 250. Comfort under sorrows and pains. Now let the Lord my Savior smile and show my name upon his heart. I would forget my pains awhile and in the pleasure lose the smart. But oh, it swells my sorrows high to see my blessed Jesus frown. My spirits sink, my comforts die, and all the springs of life are down. Yet why, my soul? Why these complaints? Still while he frowns, his bowels move. Still on his heart he bears his saints and feels their sorrows in his love. My name is printed on his breast. His book of life contains my name. I'd rather have it there impressed than in the bright records of fame. When the last fire burns all things here, those letters shall securely stand and in the Lamb's fair book appear, writ by the eternal Father's hand. Now shall my minutes smoothly run, whilst here I wait my Father's will, my rising and my setting sun roll gently up and down the hill. Hymn 251. God the Son, equal with the Father, bright King of glory, dreadful God, our spirits bow before thy seat, to thee we lift in humble thought and worship at thine awful feet. Thy power hath formed, thy wisdom sways all nature with a sovereign word, and the bright world of stars obeys the will of their superior Lord. Mercy and truth unite in one, and smiling sit at thy right hand. Eternal justice guards thy throne, and vengeance waits thy dread command. A thousand seraphs strong and bright stand round the glorious deity, but who amongst the sons of light pretends comparison with thee? Yet there is one of human frame, Jesus, arrayed in flesh and blood, thinks it no robbery to claim a full equality with God. Their glory shines with equal beams, their essence is forever one, though they are known by different names, the Father God and God the Son. Then let the name of Christ our King with equal honors be adored, his praise let every angel sing, and all the nations own their Lord. Hymn 252. Death dreadful or delightful? Death. 'Tis a melancholy day to those that have no God when the poor soul is forced away to seek her last abode. In vain to heaven she lifts her eyes, but guilt, a heavy chain, still drags her downward from the skies to darkness, fire, and pain. Awake and mourn, ye heirs of hell, let stubborn sinners fear. You must be driven from earth and dwell along forever there. See how the pit gapes wide for you and flashes in your face, and thou, my soul, look downwards too, and sing recovering grace. He is a God of sovereign love that promised heaven to me, and taught my thoughts to soar above where happy spirits be. Prepare me, Lord, for thy right hand, then come the joyful day, come death, and some celestial band to bear my soul away. Hymn 253. The Pilgrimage of the Saints, or Earth and Heaven. Lord, what a wretched land is this that yields us no supply, no cheering fruits, no wholesome trees, nor streams of living joy, but pricking thorns through all the ground and mortal poisons grow, and all the rivers that are found with dangerous waters flow. Yet the clear path to thine abode lies through this horrid land. Lord, We would keep the heavenly road and run at thy command. Our souls shall tread the desert throw with undiverted feet, and faith and flaming zeal subdue the terrors that we meet. 1,000 savage beasts of prey around the forest roam, but Judah's lion guards the way and guides the strangers home. Long nights and darkness dwell below, with scarce a twinkling ray, but the bright world to which we go is everlasting day. By glimmering hopes and gloomy fears, we trace the sacred road. Through dismal deeps and dangerous snares, we make our way to God. Our journey is a thorny maze, but we march upward still. Forget these troubles of the ways and reach at Zion's hill. See the kind angels at the gates, inviting us to come. There, Jesus the Forerunner waits to welcome travelers home. Zero. There, on a green and flowery mount, our weary souls shall sit, and with transporting joys recount the labors of our feet. One. No vain discourse shall fill our tongue, nor trifles vex our ear. Infinite grace shall be our song, and God rejoice to hear. Two. Eternal glories to the King that brought us safely through. Our tongues shall never cease to sing, and endless praise renew. Hymn 254. God's presence is light in darkness. My God, the spring of all my joys, the life of my delights, the glory of my brightest days, and comfort of my nights. In darkest shades if he appear, my dawning is begun. He is my soul's sweet morning star, and he my rising sun. The opening heavens around me shine with beams of sacred bliss, while Jesus shows his heart is mine, and whispers, I am his. My soul would leave this heavy clay at that transporting word, run up with joy the shining way to embrace my dearest Lord. Fearless of hell and ghastly death, I'd break through every foe. The wings of love and arms of faith should bear me conqueror through. Hymn 255, Frail Life and Succeeding Eternity. Thee we adore, eternal name, and humbly own to thee, how feeble is our mortal frame, what dying worms are we. Our wasting lives grow shorter still, as months and days increase, and every beating pulse we tell leaves but the number less. The year rolls round and steals away. The breath that first it gave. Whate'er we do, where'er we be, we're traveling to the grave. Dangers stand thick through all the ground to push us to the tomb, and fierce diseases wait around to hurry mortals home. Good God, on what a slender thread hang everlasting things, the eternal states of all the dead upon life's feeble strings. Infinite joy or endless woe attends on every breath, and yet how unconcerned we go upon the brink of death. Waken, O Lord, our drowsy sense to walk this dangerous road, and if our souls are hurried hence, may they be found with God. Hymn 256, The Misery of Being Without God in This World, or Vain Prosperity. Oh, I shall envy them no more who grow profanely great, though they increase their golden store and rise to wondrous height. They taste of all the joys that grow upon this earthly clod, while they may search the creature through, for they have ne'er a God. Shake off the thoughts of dying too, and think your life your own, but death comes hastening on to you to mow your glory down. Yes, you must bow your stately head, away your spirit flies, and no kind angel near your bed to bear it to the skies. Go now, and boast of all your stores, and tell how bright you shine. Your heaps of glittering dust are yours, and my Redeemer's mine. Hymn 257, The Pleasures of a Good Conscience. Lord, how secure and blessed are they who feel the joys of pardoned sin. Should storms of wrath shake earth and sea, their minds have heaven and peace within. The day glides sweetly o'er their heads, made up of innocence and love, and soft and silent as the shades their nightly minutes gently move. Quick as their thoughts their joys come on, but fly not half so fast away. Their souls are ever bright as noon, and calm as summer evenings be. How oft they look to the heavenly hills, where groves of living pleasure grow, and longing hopes and cheerful smiles sit undisturbed upon their brow. They scorn to seek our golden toys, but spend the day and share the night in numbering o'er the richer joys that heaven prepares for their delight. While wretched we, like worms and moles, lie groveling in the dust below, Almighty grace renew our souls, and we'll aspire to glory too. Hymn 258, The Shortness of Life and the Goodness of God. Time, what an empty vapor 'tis, and days how swift they are, swift as an Indian arrow flies, or like a shooting star. The present moments just appear, then slide away in haste, that we can never say they're here, but only say they're past. Our life is ever on the wing, and death is ever nigh. The moment when our lives begin, we all begin to die. Yet, mighty God, our fleeting days thy lasting favors share, yet with the bounties of thy grace thou load'st the rolling year. 'Tis sovereign mercy finds us food, and we are clothed with love. While grace stands pointing out the road that leads our souls above, his goodness runs an endless round. All glory to the Lord. His mercy never knows a bound, and be his name adored. Thus we begin the lasting song, and when we close our eyes, let the next age thy praise prolong till time and nature dies. Hymn 259. Paradise on earth. Glory to God that walks the sky and sends his blessings throw, that tells his saints of joys on high and gives a taste below. Glory to God that stoops his throne that dust and worms may seat and brings a glimpse of glory down around his sacred feet. When Christ with all his graces crowned sheds his kind beams abroad, 'tis a young heaven on earthly ground and glory in the bud. A blooming paradise of joy in this wild desert springs, and every sense I straight employ on sweet celestial things. White lilies all around appear, and each his glory shows. The rose of Sharon blossoms here, the fairest flower that blows. Cheerful I feast on heavenly fruit and drink the pleasures down, pleasures that flow hard by the foot of the eternal throne. But ah, how soon my joys decay, how soon my sins arise, and snatch the heavenly scene away from these lamenting eyes. When shall the time, dear Jesus, when the shining day appear, that I shall leave those clouds of sin and guilt and darkness here? Up to the fields above the skies my hasty feet would go, their everlasting flowers arise, and joys unwithering grow. Hymn 260. The truth of God the promiser, or the promises are our security. Praise, everlasting praise, be paid to him that earth's foundations laid. Praise to the God whose strong decrees sway the creation as he please. Praise to the goodness of the Lord who rules his people by his word, and there, as strong as his decrees, he sets his kindest promises. Firm are the words his prophets give, sweet words on which his children live. Each of them is the voice of God who spoke and spread the skies abroad. Each of them powerful as that sound that bid the new-made heavens go round, and stronger than the solid poles on which the wheel of nature rolls. Whence then should doubts and fears arise? Why trickling sorrows drown our eyes? Slowly, alas, our mind receives the comforts that our Maker gives. Oh, for a strong, a lasting faith to credit what the Almighty saith, to embrace the message of his Son, and call the joys of heaven our own. Then should the earth's old pillars shake, and all the wheels of nature break, our steady souls should fear no more than solid rocks when billows roar. Our everlasting hopes arise above the ruinable skies, where the eternal builder reigns, and his own courts his power sustains. Hymn 261, A Thought of Death and Glory. My soul, come meditate the day, and think how near it stands, when thou must quit this house of clay, and fly to unknown lands. And you, mine eyes, look down and view the hollow gaping tomb. This gloomy prison waits for you whene'er the summons come. Oh, could we die with those that die, and place us in their stead, then would our spirits learn to fly, and converse with the dead. Then should we see the saints above in their own glorious forms, and wonder why our souls should love to dwell with mortal worms. How we should scorn these clothes of flesh, these fetters and this load, and long for evening to undress, that we may rest with God. We should almost forsake our clay before the summons come, and pray and wish our souls away to their eternal home. Hymn 262, God the Thunderer, or The Last Judgment and Hell. Sing to the Lord, ye heavenly hosts, and thou, O earth, adore. Let death and hell throw all their coasts, stand trembling at his power. His sounding chariot shakes the sky. He makes the clouds his throne. There all his stores of lightning lie, till vengeance dart them down. His nostrils breathe out fiery streams, and from his awful tongue a sovereign voice divides the flames, and thunder roars along. Think, O my soul, the dreadful day when this incensed God shall rend the sky and burn the sea and fling his wrath abroad. What shall the wretch the sinner do? He once defied the Lord, but he shall dread the thunderer now and sink beneath his word. Tempests of angry fire shall roll to blast the rebel worm and beat upon his naked soul in one eternal storm. Made in a great sudden storm of thunder. August 0697. Hymn 263. A funeral thought. Hark! From the tombs a doleful sound, my ears attend the cry. Ye living men, come view the ground where you must shortly lie. Princes, this clay must be your bed, in spite of all your towers. The tall, the wise, the reverend head must lie as low as ours. Great God, is this our certain doom? And are we still secure? Still walking downward to our tomb, and yet prepare no more. Grant us the powers of quickening grace to fit our souls to fly. Then, when we drop this dying flesh, we'll rise above the sky. Hymn 264. God, the glory and defense of Sion. Happy the church, thou sacred place, the seat of thy Creator's grace. Thine holy courts are his abode, thou earthly palace of our God. Thy walls are strength, and at thy gates a guard of heavenly warriors waits. Nor shall thy deep foundations move, fixed on his counsels and his love. Thy foes in vain designs engage, against his throne in vain they rage, like rising waves with angry roar that dash and die upon the shore. Then let our souls in Zion dwell, nor fear the wrath of Rome and hell. His arms embrace this happy ground, like brazen bulwarks built around. God is our shield, and God our sun. Swift as the fleeting moments run, on us he sheds new beams of grace, and we reflect his brightest praise. Hymn 265. The hope of heaven our support under trials on earth. When I can read my title clear to mansions in the skies, I bid farewell to every fear and wipe my weeping eyes. Should earth against my soul engage and hellish darts be hurled, then I can smile at Satan's rage and face a frowning world. Let cares like a wild deluge come and storms of sorrow fall. May I but safely reach my home, my God, my heaven, my all. There shall I bathe my weary soul in seas of heavenly rest, and not a wave of trouble roll across my peaceful breast. Hymn 266. A prospect of heaven makes death easy. There is a land of pure delight where saints immortal reign. Infinite day excludes the night, and pleasures banish pain. There everlasting spring abides and never withering flowers. Death like a narrow sea divides this heavenly land from ours. Sweet fields beyond the swelling flood stand dressed in living green. So to the Jews old Canaan stood, while Jordan rolled between. But timorous mortals start and shrink to cross this narrow sea, and linger shivering on the brink, and fear to launch away. Oh, could we make our doubts remove, these gloomy doubts that rise, and see the Canaan that we love with unbeclouded eyes? Could we but climb where Moses stood, and view the landscape o'er, not Jordan's stream, nor death's cold flood, should fright us from the shore. Hymn 267, God's Eternal Dominion. Great God, how infinite art thou! What worthless worms are we! Let the whole race of creatures bow and pay their praise to thee. Thy throne eternal ages stood, ere seas or stars were made. Thou art the ever-living God, were all the nations dead. Nature and time quite naked lie to thine immense survey. from the formation of the sky to the great burning day. Eternity with all its years stands present in thy view. To thee there's nothing old appears, great God, there's nothing new. Our lives through various scenes are drawn, and vexed with trifling cares, while thine eternal thought moves on thine undisturbed affairs. Great God, how infinite art thou! What worthless worms are we! Let the whole race of creatures bow and pay their praise to thee. Hymn 268, The Humble Worship of Heaven. Father, I long, I faint to see the place of thine abode. I'd leave thy earthly courts and flee up to thy seat, my God. Here I behold thy distant face, and 'tis a pleasing sight. But to abide in thine embrace is infinite delight. I'd part with all the joys of sense to gaze upon thy throne. Pleasure springs fresh forever thence, unspeakable, unknown. There all the heavenly hosts are seen. In shining ranks they move and drink immortal vigor in, with wonder and with love. Then, at thy feet with awful fear, the adoring armies fall. With joy they shrink to nothing there, before the eternal all. There I would vie with all the host in duty and in bliss, while less than nothing I could boast and vanity confess. 1. The more thy glories strike mine eyes, the humbler I shall lie. Thus, while I sink, my joys shall rise unmeasurably high. 1 Isaiah 40, verse 17, Hymn 269. The faithfulness of God in His promises. Begin, my tongue, some heavenly theme, and speak some boundless thing, the mighty works or mightier name of our eternal King. Tell of His wondrous faithfulness, and sound His power abroad. Sing the sweet promise of His grace and the performing God. Proclaim salvation from the Lord for wretched dying men. His hand has writ the sacred word with an immortal pen. Engraved as in eternal brass, the mighty promise shines, nor can the powers of darkness raise those everlasting lines. He that can dash whole worlds to death and make them when He please, He speaks, and that almighty breath fulfills His great decrees. His very word of grace is strong as that which built the skies. The voice that rolls the stars along speaks all the promises. He said, "Let the wide heaven be spread," and heaven was stretched abroad. "Abram, I'll be thy God," he said, and he was Abram's God. Oh, might I hear thine heavenly tongue, but whisper, "Thou art mine." Those gentle words should raise my song to notes almost divine. How would my leaping heart rejoice and think my heaven secure? I trust the all-creating voice, and faith desires no more. Hymn 270. God's dominion over the sea. Psalm 107, verse 23 and C. God of the seas, thy thundering voice makes all the roaring waves rejoice, and one soft word of thy command can sink them silent in the sand. If but a Moses wave thy rod, the sea divides and owns its God. The stormy floods their maker knew, and let His chosen armies throw. The scaly flocks amidst the sea, to thee, their Lord, a tribute pay. The meanest fish that swims the flood leaps up and means a praise to God. The larger monsters of the deep, on thy commands attendance keep, by thy permission sport and play, and cleave along their foaming way. If God His voice of tempest rears, Leviathan lies still and fears. Anon He lifts His nostrils high, and spouts the ocean to the sky. How is thy glorious power adored, amidst those watery nations, Lord! Yet the bold men that trace the seas, bold men, refuse their Maker's praise. What scenes of miracle they see, and never tune a song to thee. While on the flood they safely ride, they curse the hand that smooths the tide. Anon they plunge in watery graves, and some drink death among the waves, yet the surviving crew blaspheme, nor own the God that rescued them. Oh, for some signal of thine hand! Shake all the seas, Lord, shake the land, great judge, descend, lest men deny that there's a God that rules the sky. From the 70th to the 109th hymn, I hope the reader will forgive the neglect of the rhyme in the first and third lines of the stanza. Hymn 271. praise to God from all creatures. The glories of my Maker God, my joyful voice shall sing and call the nations to adore their former and their king. 'Twas his right hand that shaped our clay and wrought this human frame, but from his own immediate breath our nobler spirits came. We bring our mortal powers to God and worship with our tongues. We claim some kindred with the skies and join the angelic songs. Let groveling beasts of every shape and fowls of every wing and rocks and trees and fires and seas their various tribute bring. Ye planets to his honor shine and wheels of nature roll. Praise him in your unwearied course around the steady pole. The brightness of our Maker's name the wide creation fills, and his unbounded grandeur flies beyond the heavenly hills. Hymn 272, The Lord's Day, or The Resurrection of Christ. Blessed morning, whose young dawning rays beheld our rising God, that saw him triumph o'er the dust and leave his dark abode. In the cold prison of a tomb the dead Redeemer lay, till the revolving skies had brought the third, the appointed day. Hell and the grave unite their force to hold our God in vain. The sleeping conqueror arose and burst their feeble chain. To thy great name, Almighty Lord, these sacred hours we pay, and loud hosannas shall proclaim the triumph of the day. Salvation and immortal praise to our victorious King. Let heaven and earth and rocks and seas with glad hosannas ring. Hymn 273. Doubt scattered, or spiritual joy restored. Hence from my soul sad thoughts be gone, and leave me to my joys. My tongue shall triumph in my God and make a joyful noise. Darkness and doubts had veiled my mind and drowned my head in tears, till sovereign grace with shining rays dispelled my gloomy fears. Oh, what immortal joys I felt, and raptures all divine, when Jesus told me I was his and my beloved mine. In vain the tempter frights my soul and breaks my peace in vain. One glimpse, dear Savior, of thy face revives my joys again. Hymn 274. Repentance from a sense of divine goodness, or a complaint of ingratitude. Is this the kind return, and these the thanks we owe, thus to abuse eternal love, whence all our blessings flow? To what a stubborn frame has sin reduced our mind? What strange rebellious wretches we, and God is strangely kind. On us he bids the sun shed his reviving rays, for us the skies their circles run to lengthen out our days. The brutes obey their God and bow their necks to men, but we more base, more brutish things reject his easy reign. Turn, turn us, mighty God, and mold our souls afresh. Break, sovereign grace, these hearts of stone, and give us hearts of flesh. Let old ingratitude provoke our weeping eyes, and hourly as new mercies fall, let hourly thanks arise. Hymn 275. Spiritual and eternal joys, or the beatific side of Christ. From thee, my God, my joys shall rise and run eternal rounds beyond the limits of the skies and all created bounds. The holy triumphs of my soul shall death itself outbrave, leave dull mortality behind, and fly beyond the grave. There, where my blessed Jesus reigns in heaven's unmeasured space, I'll spend a long eternity in pleasure and in praise. Millions of years my wondering eyes shall o'er thy beauties rove, and endless ages I'll adore the glories of thy love. Sweet Jesus, every smile of thine shall fresh endearments bring, and thousand tastes of new delight from all thy graces spring. Haste, my beloved, fetch my soul up to thy blessed abode. Fly, for my spirit longs to see my Savior and my God. Hymn 276. The Resurrection and Ascension of Christ. Hosanna to the Prince of Light that clothed himself in clay, entered the iron gates of death, and tore the bars away. Death is no more the king of dread. Since our Emmanuel rose, he took the tyrant's sting away and spoiled our hellish foes. See how the conqueror mounts aloft and to his father flies, with scars of honor in his flesh and triumph in his eyes. There our exalted Savior reigns and scatters blessings down. Our Jesus fills the middle seat of the celestial throne. Raise your devotion, mortal tongues, to reach his blessed abode. Sweet be the accents of your songs to our incarnate God. Bright angels, strike your loudest strings, your sweetest voices raise. Let heaven and all created things sound our Emmanuel's praise. Hymn 77. The Christian Warfare. Stand up, my soul, shake off thy fears, and gird the gospel armor on. March to the gates of endless joy, where thy great captain Savior's gone. Hell and thy sins resist thy course, but hell and sin are vanquished foes. Thy Jesus nailed them to the cross, and sung the triumph when he rose. What though the prince of darkness rage, and waste the fury of his spite? Eternal chains confine him down to fiery deeps and endless night. What though thine inward lusts rebel? 'Tis but a struggling gasp for life. The weapons of victorious grace shall slay thy sins and end the strife. Then let my soul march boldly on, press forward to the heavenly gate. There peace and joy eternal reign, and glittering robes for conquerors wait. There shall I wear a starry crown, and triumph in almighty grace, while all the armies of the skies join in my glorious leader's praise. Hymn 278, Redemption by Christ. When the first parents of our race rebelled and lost their God, and the infection of their sin had tainted all our blood, infinite pity touched the heart of the eternal Son. Descending from the heavenly court, he left his Father's throne. Aside the Prince of Glory threw his most divine array and wrapped his Godhead in a veil of our inferior clay. His living power and dying love redeemed unhappy men and raised the ruins of our race to life and God again. To thee, dear Lord, our flesh and soul we joyfully resign. Blessed Jesus, take us for thy own, for we are doubly thine. Thine honor shall forever be the business of our days. Forever shall our thankful tongue speak thy deserved praise. Hymn 279. Praise to the Redeemer. Plunged in a gulf of dark despair, we wretched sinners lay without one cheerful beam of hope or spark of glimmering day. With pitying eyes, the Prince of Grace beheld our helpless grief. He saw, and, oh, amazing love, he ran to our relief. Down from the shining seats above, with joyful haste he fled, entered the grave in mortal flesh, and dwelt among the dead. He spoiled the powers of darkness thus, and brake our iron chains. Jesus has freed our captive souls from everlasting pains. In vain the baffled prince of hell his cursed projects tries. We that were doomed his endless slaves are raised above the skies. Oh, for this love, let rocks and hills their lasting silence break, and all harmonious human tongues the Savior's praises speak. Yes, we will praise thee, dearest Lord. Our souls are all on flame. Hosanna round the spacious earth to thine adored name. Angels, assist our mighty joys. Strike all your harps of gold. But when you raise your highest notes, his love can ne'er be told. Hymn 280. God's awful power and goodness. O the Almighty Lord, how matchless is his power. Tremble, O earth, beneath his word, and all the heavens adore. Let proud, imperious kings bow low before his throne. Crouch to his feet, ye haughty things, or he shall tread you down. Above the skies he reigns, and with amazing blows he deals unsufferable pains on his rebellious foes. Yet, everlasting God, we love to speak thy praise. Thy scepter's equal to thy rod, the scepter of thy grace, the arms of mighty love. Defend our Sion well, and heavenly mercy walls us round from Babylon and hell. Salvation to the King that sits enthroned above. Thus we adore the God of might and bless the God of love. Hymn 2:81. Our sin the cause of Christ's death. And now the scales have left mine eyes. Now I begin to see. Oh, the cursed deeds my sins have done. What murderous things they be. Were these the traitors, dearest Lord, that thy fair body tore, monsters that stained those heavenly limbs with floods of purple gore? Was it for crimes that I had done, my dearest Lord was slain when justice seized God's only Son and put his soul to pain? Forgive my guilt, O Prince of Peace, I'll wound my God no more. Hence from my heart ye sins be gone, for Jesus I adore. Furnish me, Lord, with heavenly arms from Grace's magazine, and I'll proclaim eternal war with every darling sin. Hymn 2:82, Redemption and Protection from Spiritual Enemies. Arise, my soul, my joyful powers, and triumph in my God. Awake my voice, and loud proclaim his glorious grace abroad. He raised me from the deeps of sin, the gates of gaping hell, and fixed my standing more secure than 'twas before I fell. The arms of everlasting love beneath my soul he placed, and on the rock of ages set my slippery footsteps fast. The city of my blessed abode is walled around with grace. Salvation for a bulwark stands to shield the sacred place. Satan may vent his sharpest spite, and all his legions roar. Almighty mercy guards my life and bounds his raging power. Arise, my soul, awake, my voice, and tunes of pleasure sing. Loud hallelujahs shall address my Savior and my King. Hymn 283. The Passion and Exaltation of Christ. Thus saith the ruler of the skies, awake my dreadful sword, awake my wrath and smite the man my fellow, saith the Lord. Vengeance received the dread command, and armed down she flies. Jesus submits to his Father's hand, and bows his head and dies. But oh, the wisdom and the grace that join with vengeance now. He dies to save our guilty race, and yet he rises too.